Welcome back to the Barca Breakdown Podcast. My name is Yusuf, and I'm here with my co-host, Adam.
Let's just cut through the noise here, okay? We couldn't make a video after the Granada game, like we said last week.
Yes.
And the fans are probably happy we couldn't, because we bottled the league, right? Mm-hmm. There's no other way to say it. I hate to say it. You know, I'm not someone who's going to go out there and say, oh, now that Real Madrid hold the destiny, we got to lose to Atletico. I don't like that nonsense, right? I'm not going to say that, but we lost the league. We threw away the golden opportunity on Thursday. If we had beaten Granada, we would go top of the table and had the easy chance to win the La Liga title. Now, because of the 2-1 loss, Real Madrid hold the keys to this car here, right? Because if we want to win the league, we have to, one, beat Atletico, which on this current form does not in any way look like a surefire thing, and two, we would need Real Madrid to draw or lose. Thankfully, The day after May 8th, the Atletico-Barcelona game on my birthday, we have Real Madrid versus Sevilla, and Sevilla are fighting for the title too, you know. And so we're hoping Sevilla can take some points away, but we got to beat Madrid first. Let's get back to the main point here, though. The Granada game, we had Messi score the first goal of the game off of a Busquets pass to Griezmann with a beautiful turn, giving it to Messi, and he slotted it home, right? Busquets was on fire the whole game. And then, we had Messi miss a one-on-one that the keeper saved. We had Griezmann miss a few opportunities he could have put away. And, you know, with the starting lineup, we rested Pedri. We started Aleix, who was ineffective. But overall, I think the big thing everyone saw after that game is two things. One, Umtiti's passed it, right? That second goal was a clear header from the right side that Piqué and Umtiti both didn't mark the guy who was wide open. And they scored the second that won them the game. And the first goal, you know, Mingueza could have cleared it. But really, where was Sergio Roberto? And I think as we look back to that transfer video we did about Sergio Roberto, where both Yus and me, we both said that we didn't want Sergio Roberto on the team long term. This is exactly why, right? He started against Getafe.
Yes.
We played poorly. He came in as a sub for Villarreal. He played poorly. Then Koeman, for whatever reason, decides to start Sergio Roberto against Granada. And he was nowhere to be found on that right side, right? There's other things we could have finished better. Should we have subbed out Roberto instead of Mingueza? There's some coaching decisions there that must be talked about. Koeman, of course, picked up the red card, so now he is unavailable for the game against Valencia we just saw today and for the Atletico game. But Sergio Roberto, what are your thoughts? Everyone wants to know what you're thinking.
I'm thinking a lot. One, why are we playing him? Backtrack, when we had Valverde, he was playing Rakitic. We always complained, especially you, that he is, Rakitic was not providing anything to the team. Why does he keep playing? Now we have this with Sergio Roberto. Why does he keep playing? We already had this whole discussion. He's getting older. He's about 30 years old.
Yep.
The team, Laporta, is saying that we're not going to have these big signings with these players anymore. Sergio Roberto is under that umbrella, and I don't think he provides anything to the team. Doesn't provide good
defense.
Passing. Defense, he's too slow.
Yeah.
He's not connecting with
the
team.
He has a magical ability, dude, right? Because Rakitic, you're right under Valverde, but Sergio Roberto was right there. Even though at the time, you know, Semedo really didn't take his chances to cement himself as a starter. And, you know, we kind of had to play Sergio Roberto no matter what. We have Dest now under Koeman. And yet Sergio Roberto has, again, this magical ability to be a starter under every coach, regardless of his performances. And so, you know, he came off, he had an injury, right, in the winter. He hasn't played that many games, and for some reason we played him against Granada. Now, listen, I think before, you know, we had a game where we previewed Granada and Valencia, and we discussed one big thing, right, which was that we really want to see some rotations. And, you know, Koeman after the game said something which is like, hey, if I would have started, if we would have won, no one would complain about it, right? Because everyone wanted to see rotations. But the Sergio Roberto one instead of Dest is one that really is a little bit baffling. And, you know, again, Dest is not an old man. He's very young. And so I think, you know, unlike Pedri, who's young and seemed like he was on tired legs, we had some opportunities there to start Sergio Roberto. And unfortunately, we couldn't take advantage. But let's get down to it. Let's talk about Valencia today, where we came away with a 3-2 win.
Let's get into that lineup, Adam. So we started out with our back line, Lenglet, Piqué, Araujo.
Boom, get Umtiti out of there. I like that so far.
Sure. And then we had, in the midfield, we had Pedri, Frankie, Busquets, Alba, and Dest on the wings. And then in the front, we had Griezmann and Messi.
So the big changes, right, were one.
Get him out of there.
Get Sergio Roberto out of there, right? Put in Sergiño Dest.
Yes.
Two, we put Aleix back on the bench. We put in Pedri. You know, everyone was clamoring for him to get a rest. He got about 60, 70 minutes of rest against Granada. We got him back in the lineup. He did look recharged, although, you know, we'll get into his performance. And then instead of Mingueza and Umtiti, we had Lenglet and Araujo in the back line, right? Yes. So just looking at the lineup, well, you have to be overjoyed in terms of Dest, right? Here's a question I have for you, Yus. Where's Ousmane Dembele?
I don't know. I think Koeman, you know, with his recent starting Sergio Roberto, is just trying to change some things up, maybe give some players rest. Dembele has not had that much playtime, though. So why is he not starting, right? We need that with, you know, we saw today that Valencia's backline was bolstered like we saw against Real Madrid. So I don't think he was predicting that, but we should have seen Dembele start here.
You know, I kind of think it's a little bit different. I actually think that, you know, against Granada and Getafe, I think Koeman and Valencia today, I think Koeman knew that these teams, because they're a little bit lower in position,
Park the bus.
Valencia themselves are fighting for, you know, at least to stay out of relegation. They're much worse this year than usual. I think he knew they were going to park the bus. And it seems like in situations when teams are parking the bus, what happens is that if we play Messi Dembele, then Dembele has to be the striker up front. And, you know, we've all had a lot of criticism when we put Dembele out of position as a striker because his shooting's not that great. And he has a hard time with a, you know, a five or four man defensive line from breaking through because there's not, you know, in this type of game, there's not a lot of counters, right? There's not a lot of times we get out in the break, which is when Dembele is the best. And so against these, you know, quote unquote, lower in the league teams, when they're not going to go out there and try and score a goal as much, they're going to try and sit back and then counter us. Dembele is not as good.
If you look at, you know, the possession from last game and the possession from this game, you are onto something there, right? We seem to have a lot more possession. We seemed, especially in the Granada game, that was a fact. Mm-hmm. But was that part of Koeman's plan? You know, was it our...
I think so.
Yeah.
And you know, another thing is, is he trying to have an ace in the hole? Right? I mean, this might be a little bit too much, like 4D chess for this to be actual, but like, I have a feeling... Prediction here, guys. Let me know on Twitter at Barca Breakdown or Instagram what you think. But I think he's going to start Dembouz against Atletico, even though he hasn't had that much time playing so far. I think he's, you know, trying to lull Atletico into the state of not knowing he's going to start Dembele, and I think he's going to put him out there. And you know, we look at this lineup, and unfortunately, we're just missing a lot of opportunities, right? And it's not necessarily Griezmann. He had a great assist against Granada for that first Messi goal. He scored here, which we'll talk about later. And so, you know, Griezmann's not necessarily playing poorly. It's just for some reason this lineup seems to have gotten stagnant. And I think overall, as we transition here to talking about the game, what we really saw is it's reminiscent of the first half of the season. It almost feels like all the learnings and all the ways we improved from, you know, January of 2021 until like basically the international break. It seems like our team has fallen out of funk and we're not able to, you know, really dominate and create chances and put them away like we were.
Well, not just that, but our defense is starting to fall apart a little again, right? Granada, we saw some holes. Men not being marked.
Sure.
Today, we saw the same thing. Yes. So we, you know, we wrap into that and we say that on a set piece, right?
Yep.
And Lenglet seemed to get juked, I believe.
Lenglet seemed to kind of fall to the ground. The big controversy was that Ter Stegen got kind of screened, right? A term from basketball. And he kind of fell to the ground. And, you know, some people thought VAR should review it. And they looked at it. But personally, I didn't think there was too much of a foul there, right?
Wonderful header.
True, nice header, but, you know, unmarked right into goal. And that was how we started the second half. You know, the first half was a lot of created chances on our end, right? Pedri in the 7th minute had an opportunity to put one in the net. He unfortunately was not able to. You know, Araujo, who we've been touting lately as someone who could maybe put in 10 goals in a season, you know, and be that center back we need from set pieces to help us have more threat there. He, from a messy free kick from, you know, 20, 30 yards outside the box, he got on the end of one and just barely wasn't able to put it away. And so the first half was a lot of frustration. And then, you know, like you're saying, right, we come into the second half. I'm sitting there. I'm saying, Yus, I think we're going to, you know, draw or lose this game. This is going to be the end disaster. And then what do you see? 50th minute, right? They score a goal with a nice header that we just described by Gabriel Paulista, right? But then the team, to give them credit for this Valencia game, they came back with some full force here, right?
They looked like
They cared.
They cared. They looked like they had to get these points in, right? We've talked about in the past, you know, we get slapped in the face, punched in the mouth.
And then we...
Yeah, and then we can't come back. We saw it time and time again, especially in Champions League, but I don't want to delve into the devil's work. you know, that happened. We came in the second half, Lionel Messi.
Boom.
Saved us again with some wonderful, wonderful plays.
Right?
Plays.
The first one was, I believe it was Messi passed to Frenkie de Jong. And, you know, Frenkie... the second half for the first goal made a great run in, and when he kicked the ball, there was a handball on the offense on the Valencia defender. Should have been a red card, I think. It was a clear and obvious goal scoring denial.
Guy stuck his hand out like he was diving into it.
Yep. Yeah. Then Messi comes up. I'm sitting there. I'm like, okay, Messi, I just have a bad feeling about this penalty, right? Messi misses it. Busquets, who, you know, is looking great lately, he runs up, kicks it in. Pedri tries to shoot it, gets blocked by a defender, and then Messi puts it in. And boom, we're back 1-1. And then not very many minutes later, what do we see? A nice cross from Alba into the box to a run by Frenkie de Jong. Frenkie heads it to the bottom corner. You know, Cillessen, our old friend, just blocks, and then Griezmann puts it away, right? Very exciting. And then, you know, that was the 63rd minute. Only 6 minutes later, Lionel Messi can't score from 12 feet out from the penalty box, has a beautiful free kick into the right corner. We're up 3-1. You know,
we're rejoicing.
True. Carlos Soler had a goal in the 83rd minute that made it a little bit, you know, nervous for that last 10 minutes of the game. It looks like Barcelona again got kind of nervous, and we let Valencia play way too much in our own half and put the pressure on. But we walk away with a 3-2 victory. So, right, the good thing that we see, Messi scored twice. He's getting himself ahead in the Pichichi, which, you know, we love to see. But we're coming up against Atletico, right? And I think the big question, which we're going to cover in our own video in, you know, the next few days here, but just quickly, use Ter Stegen. Your favorite player, right? The only player besides Messi who you have a jersey of.
Correct.
What do you think about his recent performances? 4 goals in the last 2 games.
It is subpar. We cannot allow goals, so many goals scored in so little matches. He needs to step up to the plate. He's making simple mistakes, right? The mistake today on the first goal, what was that? What is he doing? Where's his head, right? I think he's getting, something's getting in his head here. Don't know what it is, but he needs to communicate with the team. He needs to be offensive and defensive. He needs to come off his line when he needs to be coming off his line.
That's the big thing people are upset about.
And he needs to close down spaces, right? On that left side, he was the Valencia player came in, and he seemed to just, I don't even know what to say. He seemed to just like blank a little bit, I would say, and just not.
He's not being aggressive. Yeah. It's you know, I think it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy where like he doesn't believe in the defense, so then he's less willing to make, you know, more risky plays where like he needs defenders to be ready to play off of him.
But he can call these things out on the pitch. I feel like there's a lack of communication, right? There's men unmarked, and Ter Stegen's that guy where he sees the field in front of him.
Sure.
He's able to say, hey, look, this guy's right here. You know, Lenglet, Sergio Roberto, whoever the case may be, hopefully not Umtiti, but Piqué, whoever it is, communicate with them. Close down open spaces. Close down players that are open. Just, it's simple. But I think that, you know, with the recent play and these holes in the defense, he is getting nervous. He's like, oh, all this stress is on me. I have to make sure these things are being snuffed out.
Sure.
But he's not able to get his hand on the ball. He seems like a statue sometimes. On that second Valencia goal, wonderful shot from so far out.
Yeah.
But he just seemed like he wasn't prepared. Okay, I'll give him credit. It was a far shot. I wouldn't have expected it. But he seemed like a statue. He stood there for so long. He jumps. It's just too weak of a jump.
Yeah,
too late of
a
reaction.
Yeah, it's very reactionary. There's not a lot of proactive defending by Ter Stegen, right? And so, you know, another question I think in everyone's mind is, why the hell did Sergio Roberto come on? Again, we just keep seeing over and over Sergio Roberto playing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's something that worries me, right? And so as we look forward to the Atletico game, What do you think we can take from this game positively or negatively that we need to adjust to play against Atletico in the biggest game of the season?
Well, Atletico is a very defensive team. They're very good at making sure, especially with their wall in the back O block. We need to make sure that we are covering our men. We need to make sure we're not open to these counterattacks. Today we saw in Valencia that Araujo, Lenglet were both pushing up. We can't that led to some of these holes in the defense, right? We had to track back. We can't let that happen against Atletico. They have Suarez. He's not always the fastest guy on the pitch, but he can make magic happen. We've seen it. We don't want to allow those things happening to us. But on the other hand, I will say the positives were Frankie de Jong making runs.
Yes.
He's looking great. He's touching the ball. He's involved. That was, you know, a result. That header from him was a result of our goal. And then Busquets looking very wonderful. I'm just upset that Busquets, this older player, you know, he's seasoned. He's great when he's on point. But why aren't some of these younger guys making the same moves? Why isn't Pedri running towards the ball? Busquets was a key component of that goal where Messi missed the penalty.
Yeah.
Right? And so why is Pedri not there? Why are these faster people not closing down spaces or getting on the ball fast enough?
And speaking of Pedri, you know, we really need him to practice his shooting this offseason because he's had a few opportunities I think he could have put away. So we'll be back, like we said, this week. Look forward to a video on Ter Stegen and our thoughts about his play this season and, you know, kind of
Atletico pre-match.
And a preview of the Atletico game on my birthday, May 8th, which we are all so excited about. So thank you guys for watching. If you could, please subscribe, like our videos, share it to anyone you know who likes Barca. We're so close, guys, to 100 subscribers, right? Might not sound like a big deal to you guys, but it is to us, right? We remember, you know, we started our podcast, I think, in March of 2018, actually. And when we first hit like that 100 followers on our, you know, Spotify and iTunes, it was big for us. So we're hoping here you guys can help us push across the line and hit 100 subscribers. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, guys.